FNC's Piero, hypocrite on High Pelosi defended Barbara Boxer's 2004 Electoral College Challenge. By Jeff Poor on January 3, 2021. On Saturday's broadcast of Fox News Channel's Justice, host Jeanine Pirro slammed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and other critics of the effort led by a group of Republican House and Senate members to potentially challenge the outcome of the 2020 Electoral College. Pirro criticized Pelosi and others for supporting then-Senator Barbara Boxer, DCA, for challenging the Electoral College in 2004 but applying a different standard to this group of lawmakers. Transcript as follows. Pirro, it may be a new year, but I'm not so sure much has changed from 48 hours ago. The left's hypocrisy continues to know no bounds. January 6, when the Electoral College vote will be formally counted, is just a few days away. Yet how much do you even know about January 6th, and the congressional mechanism in place? The mainstream media doesn't talk about it. They prefer that the Joe Biden presidency be considered a done deal. Move on, you truth deniers. We're being told that it is futile, disruptive, and exercising lunacy to even question that Joe Biden is the legitimately elected president of the United States. Almost laughable, given the left's refusal to accept Donald Trump as legitimately elected, even after their Russian collusion nonsense fizzled $40 million and 3 years later. And Hillary Clinton, well, she's still moaning to anyone who will listen that she was robbed in 2016. But let's analyze the significance of this day, which follows every presidential election. This Wednesday at 1 o'clock in Washington, D.C., there will be a bicameral meeting of the new Congress. They will meet in this highly unusual joint session to count the electoral votes from the presidential race. Vice President Mike Pence will chair the roll call in this Electoral College certification process. The process begins with a call state by state. If there is a challenge by any House member and any senator claiming that something was wrong in the way the electors of that state were counted, the session is immediately halted. The House and the Senate then go to their separate chambers and debate for 2 hours, after which they return and vote. Both chambers must agree to remove electors from that particular state in order to sustain an objection, and for it to even matter. Now, the power to invalidate electors rests solely within this joint session. If by chance, there is agreement of an irregularity and the Biden electoral count is reduced to under 270, then Congress elects the president. The House votes for president, the Senate votes for vice president. The House votes by state. There are 30 Republican states and 20 Democrats. Now, this is nothing new. It's been the law since the 1880s. But to hear the Democrats, you would think that the process itself is made up, unconstitutional, illegal, and just plain unethical plot. The only thing that is new is the venom used to attack anyone who seeks to use this procedure in the manner in which it was legally intended. Now, Senator Josh Hawley has already announced that at this electoral certification process, he will object to specific states failing to follow their own election laws. Begin video clip. Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, my view is this, that this is my opportunity to stand up and say something, to stand up and point out that there were irregularities in this election, and that there was fraud. End video clip. Pirro, Hawley is within his right to do so in spite of the fact Democrats claim that the Republicans are the disruptors, yet, it was the Democrats in 1969, in 2001, in 2005, and in 2017 who challenged the electors. Following the 2004 presidential election, California Senator Barbara Boxer objected to and delayed ratification, and then enter the real disruptors, the Democrats, the ones that we all know and love, starting with hypocrite on high, Nancy Pelosi. She defended Boxer's objections. Take a listen. Begin video clip. Rep. Nancy Pelosi, DCA, today we are witnessing democracy at work. This isn't, as some of our Republican colleagues have referred to it sadly, as frivolous. This debate is fundamental to our democracy. End video clip. Pirro, and good old, get in their face, Maxine Waters charged that the Ohio election was stolen, saying, quote, I'm ashamed to say an African-American man failed to pursue voter intimidation. Jerry Nadler, the bozo, the one who says that Antifa is a myth, said in 2005, part of his objection to the electors was, quote, the right to vote has been stolen from qualified voters. And yet we're the crazy ones. We are the truth deniers. We are the disruptors. Separate from Josh Hawley's objections, though, hours ago, a different group of GOP senators led by Texas Senator Ted Cruz indicated that they will object to the Electoral College certification and demand an emergency audit. He is joined by the following senators: Senators Ron Johnson, James Lankford, Steve Daines, John Kennedy, Marsha Blackburn and Mike Braun, as well as Senator-elect Senators-elect Cynthia Lummis, Roger Marshall, Bill Hagerty, and Tommy Tuberville. Now, these senators believe that the November 3 election featured an unprecedented allegations of voter fraud and illegal conduct. Whereas Senator Josh Hawley will object to the failure of some states to actually follow their own election laws. Now, you know the states where laws were changed by partisan state Supreme Court judge and Secretary of State. Now, it matters not which side of the aisle you sit. There are certain things which we, as Americans, all believe. Elections must be free of corruption even if there's a pandemic. No one has the right to intimidate us, shut us down, marginalize or threaten us as we fight for issues both the Constitution and the laws of Congress have actually permitted. You know, it was on New Year's Eve, on the frozen banks of the Delaware River, 245 years ago, the General George Washington soldiers were freezing cold. They were hungry, without pay, facing almost certain defeat, and no longer interested in fighting. They had one more day of their commission before they could go home. They weren't interested in fighting, and they weren't even interested in the pay that Washington offered them. So Washington dismounted his white horse, looked them in the eye, and talked about their moment in history and fighting for freedom and justice. With 3% of the population fighting for independence against tyranny, domination and control, these hungry, tired, cold, defeated soldiers knew that it was their moment to stand up and fight for freedom. To many, January 6th is such a moment. It cannot be denied that all the bellwethers were upset, that the irregularities were beyond minimal, as we are all being told to simply shut up and move on. January 6th will tell us whether there are any in Congress willing to battle for the America that those soldiers fought for, the one that you and I believe in. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.